Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. 75 today, under sunny skies, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for storms, lows around 51. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Congressman Ron Estes from the 4th Congressional District of the state of Kansas has been named the new chair of the Innovation Tax Team in Washington, D.C., where he says he's working on continued tax reforms and keeping tax breaks for Americans across the nation.
We're focusing on all the things that America has made great over the years. You know, the research and development that come up with new ideas. And, you know, Americans have invented everything from the air conditioner to the zipper. And we really are an innovative people, and we want to encourage that because that leads to economic growth, not just for the folks doing the inventing, but then also the people that make them and make the products and actually get the benefit of using them.
That was part of our sit-down with Congressman Ron Estes with the Mid-America Network. He went on to say that he is looking to also try and preserve many of the Trump tax cuts that were passed under the Trump administration that are set to expire soon, and the Biden administration have indicated that they are ready to let expire, seeing potential tax increases on individuals across the nation.
It's Morgan, and I'm on the phone with Mike at Midwest Kia. Mike, your team has worked hard to provide your customers with a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience. For most of our listeners, it all begins with a visit to your website. I noticed some big changes online. What's going on?
That's right, Morgan. We recently updated our Midwest Express buying tool. It helps calculate payments, trade values, taxes, and more. Plus, we've added lenders who can provide full approval before you even step in the door. Those that have used the tool have saved as much as 2 hours from the typical dealership experience.
I know rebates and incentives can confuse some buyers, so does it also help with those?
Absolutely. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we really help cut through a ton of the red tape so you can focus on finding the perfect ride.
Now, that's what I call a better way to buy. If you're looking for a new ride, make sure to visit my friends at Midwest Kia and online at MidwestKia.com. As always, see why people are singing.
We want to see ya!
No disclaimer needed. Like we said, simple, transparent, and fast. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced that flags would be flown at half staff on Wednesday this week in honor of the Peace Officers Memorial Day. As they say, the day pays tribute to local, state, and federal law enforcement officers who have died or been disabled in the line of duty. In a statement from Kansas Governor Kelly, she said, quote, Kansas peace officers put their lives on the line daily to serve our communities. Peace Officers Memorial Day serves as a time to recognize their sacrifices, their courage, and commitment will never be forgotten. The flags will be flown at half staff from sun up to sundown on Wednesday this week. In other news, the city of Emporia, Kansas, has released their new designs to create a new skate park that will be built in the city. As KSNC News reports, the project started after an anonymous donation from the community of more than $250,000 that was given to the city to build the skate park, where they say the city, with the matched funds and the Hire American Ramp Company, are making their final designs on the project. The city staff is set to present the design to the city commission on Wednesday, May 15th.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. For the past 6 months, the Adams County Board of Commissioners has been looking to upgrade communication equipment throughout the county. Recently, the commissioners approved a motion to do so with a one-year deadline, investing approximately $1 million into those upgrades. In 2021, Adams County Sheriffs could not effectively communicate with Nebraska State Patrol during an active shooter situation in Juanita. The current system the sheriffs are using has been in place since 1982. Commissioners have selected First Wireless, based in Lincoln, to supply all emergency response agencies in Adams County with new radio equipment. Here's what Adams County Commissioner Tim Reams had to say to KSNB Local 4.
We're adding four towers configuration in the county, so there's a big umbrella. So anywhere in the county is going to be covered, and there's overlap, so it's really a good system. And it's something that's going to last this county and take us way into the next 25, 30 years.
Always happy with your five-star customer service. Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Keith Bramhall of Vermilion has filed for re-election as 3rd District Marshall County Commissioner, having served since 2019, filling the unexpired term of Lynn Feldhausen. Bramhall was elected to a 4-year term in 2020. Jerry Zayas with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting. They're partnering with Four Rivers Housing through the North Central Regional Planning Commission for future homeowner opportunities. There are several child care grants available. Mainly they focus on low to moderate income. Several businesses have taken advantage of 0% $10,000 loan programs, and the Partnership for Growth asked the board to consider increasing appropriations for 2025 by an additional $20,000 to allow more businesses to participate. Partnership for Growth has pledged $10,000 toward a planning grant match for the Blue River Rail Trail for connections in Marysville. Washington County Public Works reporting to commissioners last week, the landfill may be able to serve perhaps another 50 years. Recent discussion regarding land acquisition for expansion led to exploring options, which include building current cells up and going vertical. An option to put a construction demolition pit on top of the old landfill will extend the life considerably. Public Works also advised number of loads dropped during the recent free landfill days was down considerably from previous years. Nemahal County Commissioners at last week's meeting discussed the rural housing study, rural development, and how to fund these, as well as the health care sales tax question, the county equipment rotation schedule, a road resolution being considered, as well as requests for American Rescue Plan funds. Later in the meeting, they tabled an agreement with Wichita State University for a housing analysis pending guidance on smaller community development. They spoke with the emergency management director about developing a plan for communication radios that would allow law enforcement, fire departments, and first responders to better communicate back and forth. Commissioners approved a health reimbursement account with funding for those county employees who do not qualify for a health savings account. After a lengthy discussion and a brief closed session, Gage County Board of Supervisors denied on a 2-5 vote a motion to approve a new utility line permit for broadband expansion in Midland Township by Pinpoint Communications, noting overlap and overbuild of broadband in areas already served. Wise use of public funds and the need for broadband in other areas was mentioned in discussion. Approval was given for a $4,000 contribution toward the Blue Springs Ballpark for signage from the Visitors Fund. A recall petition against Gage County Attorney Roger Harris appears short of a required 2,273 valid signatures, with perhaps less than 1,500 submitted by last Thursday's deadline. Kerry Jones was alleging neglect in investigation of animal cruelty related to several dozen horses in need of care that a Beatrice veterinarian was keeping. They were seized and 17 died before the remainder were sold at auction. In a court settlement, the veterinarian was barred from having horses in possession in Gage County and was cited for animal neglect. Tuesday is primary election day in Nebraska. Polls open 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Voters reminded that a state law passed last year means voters must present a valid ID, which includes your name and a photo, before you cast your vote. In Gage County, contested races for supervisor include Republicans Jim Enns and Emily Haxby, D2, Rick Claiborne and Ashley Mason, D4, and Democrats Sue Davis, John A. Hill, and Don Shuler, D6. In Pawnee County, for District 1 Commissioner, Republicans LaVon Heideman and James Tease face off, while Pawnee City residents will vote on a 2% city sales tax extension set to expire this summer, with proceeds to pay for bonds on a past street project, as well as city services and economic development. Again, polls open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for the Nebraska primary election today. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken patty with a bun, tater tots, broccoli and cheese, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, ham balls, cheesy potato casserole, Scandinavian blend, cottage cheese with peaches, and a cookie. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstracted Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstracted Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers may continue into Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid 70s, and more showers possible into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Showers and thunderstorms are still likely into Thursday, otherwise mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. Then some scattered showers possible into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Still a slight chance for some rain into Friday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the lower 80s. Then rain may continue early Friday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Saturday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Still a chance for some rain early on Sunday morning, then sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s, and some rain Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May 75, record high on this date 95, the average low 53, and the record low 31. Sunset this evening 8:33, sunrise in the morning at 6:15. Inch or two of rain widespread across the region Sunday into Monday. We were close to the 2-inch mark here at the studios in Marysville. And sunshine returns, 49 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 14th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This year, National Skilled Nursing Care Week embraces Radiant Memories, a tribute to the golden age of radio. Radiant Memories call to honor the enduring legacy of skilled nursing care centers, creating memories for their residents and staff. Skilled nursing centers and their staff show an incredible commitment to care this and every week of the year. Hanover Long-Term Care offers skilled care and compassion with the same nurses as Hanover Hospital. Rely on their professional approach and experience while maintaining a sense of home and community. Celebrate Skilled Nursing Career Week this week and all year long. Complete care you can rely on, Hanover Hospital and Long-Term Care. Committed to care in a rural setting, Frankfurt Community Care Home has been specializing in quality care since 1972. As the only care home in the county providing podiatry services, Frankfurt Community Care Home provides spiritual, social, and recreational activities to enhance their residents' total well-being. You'll be confident when you choose Frankfurt Community Care Home. Join in celebrating all skilled nursing centers during this National Skilled Nursing Care Week.
From ABC Sports, This is Rich Cantu, NBA Western Conference Semifinals, Game 4. The Thunder rallied from a second-half deficit of as many as 14 points to the Mavericks. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander showing why many thought he was the league MVP, logging 34 points and finding Chet Holmgren for the go-ahead three-ball.
Slices right. Kicks corner right. Holmgren up with a three. Unguarded. Cha-ching! A Thunder money ball. Thunder by three. 89-86.
On WWLS, both teams have now taken a road and home game, with the Thunder winning 196 last night to bring the 2-2 series tie back to OKC. In Cleveland, the Cavs were without Donovan Mitchell for Game 4, but still played well, keeping things close until the fourth quarter, where the Celtics were just too strong, holding on for a 109-92 victory. Jason Tatum's 33 points led all scorers.
Tough environment. The crowd was great. But as a competitor, it's just really fun to be in an environment like that and get a win on the road.
Boston can close out the Cavs in Boston on Wednesday. Stanley Cup playoffs. The Stars took a commanding 3-1 lead on the Avalanche, winning Game 4 in Denver 5-1. On the eve of his 21st birthday, Wyatt Johnston had two goals for Dallas.
Robertson pass across. Johnston, he scores! Gorgeous movement by the Stars. Used the entirety of the zone. And Wyatt Johnston has his second of the game.
On KTCK, Dallas looks to clinch a conference finals berth at home on Wednesday in Game 5. The Hurricanes, not dead yet, trying to dig themselves out of a 3-0 series deficit to the Rangers, winning again last night in New York to close the series to 3-2. Head coach Rod Brind'Amour.
Look, we're in survival mode. We all understand that. I'm just proud of the group that gave us another day.
Game 6 in Raleigh on Wednesday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees.
Regional baseball coverage continues Tuesday afternoon on KNDY as Frankfort faces off against Blue Valley. Live play-by-play action on FM 95.5. Streaming online at KNDYradio.com or download the free KNDY FM mobile app. Regional high school baseball live on KNDY.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, the Dow Jones on Monday posted its first losing session in 9, snapping what had been its longest daily win streak since December. The blue chip index slipped 81 points, the NASDAQ composite gained 0.3%, the S&P closed down a fraction. Shares of GameStop and AMC jumped around 40% in pre-market trading after Monday's gains. Roaring Kitty, the architect of the meme stock craze, posted online for the first time in roughly 3 years yesterday. More than 80 Red Lobster locations in 27 states were listed Monday as temporarily closed on the company's website. The Orlando-based seafood chain, known for its endless shrimp deals, has reportedly been eyeing a bankruptcy filing to restructure its debt. For dessert, maybe a new collection at Krispy Kreme from Dolly Parton. The country music legend is teaming up with the donut chain on 4 new donuts based on what she calls her favorite southern flavors. They include peach cobbler and banana pudding. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, and it is Tuesday morning, now May 14th of 2024, and at these times we check in with the latest Steckline Report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry.
Florida becomes the first state to ban the sale of lab-grown meat. The first bill banning lab-grown meat signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida May 1. According to the bill, it prohibits the manufacture for sale, holding, or offering for sale, distribution of cultivated meat in the state. In a press conference at one of the top five cattle-producing counties in the state, and by the way, do you know that Florida is not just all water and beaches and fun? They're one of the biggest, if not the largest. They have the largest cattle numbers in the United States. A lot of cows and calves. In any event, the governor says, we're fighting back against an ideology that ultimately wants to eliminate meat production in the U.S. and around the globe. DeSantis said, in the state of Florida, we've put down the marker very clearly. We stand with agriculture. We stand with the cattle ranchers. We stand with our farmers because we understand it's important for the backbone of the state. It's important for our culture. It's important for our heritage. So the bill that I'm going to sign today, he said, is going basically take your fake lab-grown meat elsewhere, folks. We're not doing that in the state of Florida. My hat's off to him. I got to tell you, that's good news as far as I'm concerned and for agriculture as a whole. And I think for everybody that sits around the table with a steak or a pork chop. Thanks for being with us.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Soil temperature and moisture level greatly influence when producers should plant cotton. K-State agronomist Logan Simon explains the ideal conditions for cotton growing.
Cotton seed germination and seed growth emergence are we usually think of them as being favored by soil temperatures at 64 degrees and above. In Kansas, we tend to use a 60-degree Fahrenheit threshold for cotton in that seed zone. So thinking about where that cotton seed is going to get placed. We've had some warm temperatures this spring. It's been a pretty warm April, but we've had a couple cold snaps come in, some cooler days. And so that is definitely influenced soil temperatures across southern Kansas, our cotton growing region. Part of that too, with soil temperatures, highly impacted by soil moisture. And we've got dry soil conditions largely across central and western Kansas right now. And an important thing to keep in mind with that is that drier soils tend to have greater temperature change in response to air temperature.
Simon relays an online resource available to growers that forecasts and evaluates soil conditions for planting cotton.
The North Carolina State University Cotton Planting Condition Calculator, it predicts planting conditions based on projected five-day growing degree day accumulation or growing degree day unit accumulation. And the way that those are broken up is we've got a ranking from very poor up all the way up to excellent. Based on degree day accumulation. And that really gives us an idea of the kind of conditions that we're going to have following cotton planting. We really want to be in that good, very good to excellent range when we're talking about that time after cotton planting.
He discusses the current planting circumstances for cotton in Kansas.
To give you an idea of where we're at right now in South Central and Southwest Kansas, in Harper, that real South Central location, we're sitting at good for the next week or so. Go a little bit north to Hutchinson, more adequate to good. And certainly as you get out to Southwest Kansas at those higher elevation sites, at Moscow, we're sitting at marginal to adequate, and here at Garden City, we're sitting at more like poor to marginal. So we got a little ways to go before we'll be hitting good conditions there.
That was Logan Simon, Kansas State University agronomist on cotton planting considerations. Learn more in the April 24th issue of the K-State Agronomy E-Update in an article titled Soil Temperature, Weather Forecast, and Seed Quality Are Critical for Cotton Establishment. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Looking for lively outdoor activities for the kids this summer? We share one fun suggestion today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 14th, the 135th day of the year. Film producer George Lucas has a birthday, and the final episode of Seinfeld aired on this night in 1998. Blowing bubbles is great outdoor fun for kids, and the bigger the bubbles, the better. You can find all kinds of recipes online for making giant bubbles, most of which include combinations of dish soap, water, baking powder, and glycerin, or corn syrup. But a group of physicists studying the structure of bubbles believe the secret ingredient for the ultimate giant bubble may be guar powder, a food thickener found in your grocer's baking aisle. The giant bubble competition sounds like a fun summer activity for the kids. Oh, and don't forget a giant hoop to dip in your bubble recipe. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 50 with sunshine this hour. Highs well into the 70s on a warm-up again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the final three-game series weekend for college baseball across the state of Kansas, as Kansas State is coming off their three-game weekend against West Virginia, where they ended up going 1-3 for the series, winning game number one with a 4-3 victory. They were shut out in game number two last weekend, 0-13, and lost on Sunday with a 5-12 loss. They're now getting set for BYU, where they bring it back home to Manhattan, Kansas, with a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday series to wrap up the regular season. Kansas State is currently sitting 29-21 for their overall record and 13-14 in conference play, with a two-game losing streak currently going into the new series. In Jayhawk baseball, they have one more series as well coming up on the 16th, where they head down to Texas to take on the Longhorns for the final series of the season. They wrapped up last weekend going 2-3 against Houston at home in Lawrence. The Jayhawks are currently 29-18 overall and sitting 15-12 in conference play.
Marysville High doubles tennis team Blake Spicer and Titus Wasson finished fourth in the Class 1-2-3A state tournament at Prairie Village over the weekend. Regional golf competition, Marysville at Nemahal Central and the meet at Washington County, scheduled Monday, have been postponed until Tuesday due to the weather. Some changes on baseball, at least for Tuesday. Marysville will play at Concordia. Marysville was to host, but with the rain, that has been changed. Marysville meets second seed Nemahal Central about 4:30 on Tuesday at Concordia in the baseball semifinals. Ellsworth and Southeast of Saline meet in the early game. Softball is still on at Nemahal Central, as far as we know at this point. Marysville's the second seed and will face ACCHS. That game at 3 o'clock at the JC Field in Seneca. We'll be broadcasting action from the Mission Valley Baseball Regional, and those games may be moved to Bettis Field in Topeka. We'll find out for sure on Tuesday. At this point, Mission Valley is host with a 2 o'clock game hosting Wabunsee,
And then Frankfurt Centralia meets Blue Valley at about 4:30. We'll have that live broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5. Again, potential the game could move to Topeka. They'll let us know early Tuesday. Girls first round softball, fourth seed Valley Heights will face Republic County at noon at Alma. And sixth seed Frankfurt Centralia meets Jackson Heights in a later game Tuesday at Alma.
Join us for a celebration. Blue Valley Health and Rehabilitation Center of Blue Rapids invites the community to share in National Skilled Nursing Care Week. Tuesday, May 14th, they'll be open and invite the public to come and go from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. as you can visit with the residents and staff, tour the facility, and they'll be there to answer any questions you may have. Fire and Ice Food Truck of Blue Rapids will be there with tables available, prizes, and drawings. Plus, join KNDY broadcasting live with this year's theme, a tribute to the Golden Age of Radio. Stop by and say hi, as KNDY Radio will also be holding a drawing that morning for two tickets to Symphony in the Flint Hills, June 8th. During this National Skilled Nursing Care Week, show your community support. Drop by and see us Tuesday, May 14th, 10 to 1 at Blue Valley Health and Rehabilitation Center in Blue Rapids.
KNDY.